The Empire of the Ants by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Rainer Borton. When Captain Jerilo received instructions to take his new gunboat, the Benjamin Constant, to Badama on the Batemo arm of the Guaramadema and there assist the inhabitants against a plague of ants, he suspected the authorities of mockery. His promotion had been romantic and irregular, the affections of a prominent Brazilian lady, and the captain's liquid eyes had played a part in the process, and the Diario and O Futuro had been lamentably disrespectful in their comments. He felt he was to give further occasion for disrespect. He was a Creole. His conceptions of etiquette and discipline were pure-blooded Portuguese. And it was only to Holroyd, the Lancashire engineer, who had come over with the boat, and as an exercise in the use of English, his th sounds were very uncertain, that he opened his heart. "It is in effect," he said, "to make me absurd. What can a man do against ants? They come, they go." "They say," said Holroyd, "that these don't go. That chap you said was a Sambo." "Zambo. It is a sort of mixture of blood." "Sambo. He said the people are going." The captain smoked fretfully for a time. "These things have to happen," he said at last. "What is it? Plagues of ants and such like, as God wills? There was a plague in Trinidad. The little ants that carry leaves, all their orange trees, all their mangoes. What does it matter? Sometimes ant armies come into your houses, fighting ants, a different sort. You go, and they clean the house. Then you come back again, the house is clean, like new. No cockroaches, no fleas, no jiggers on the floor." "That Sambo chap," said Holroyd, "says these are a different sort of ant." The captain shrugged his shoulders, fumed, and gave his attention to a cigarette. Afterwards, he reopened the subject. "My dear Holroyd, what am I to do about these infernal ants?" The captain reflected. "It is ridiculous," he said. But in the afternoon he put on his full uniform and went ashore, and jars and boxes came back to the ship, and subsequently he did. And Holroyd sat on deck in the evening coolness and smoked profoundly and marvelled at Brazil. They were 6 days up the Amazon, some hundreds of miles from the ocean, and east and west of him there was a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?